Bird Rhythms is brought to you by Kachemak Bay Birders. We are celebrating the Year of the Bird. I'm Karin Holbrook. Hear that? That's our bird of the month for January, the long-tailed duck. We can see this northern hemisphere duck in Kachemak Bay just off the spit in the winter. They sit low in the water and can easily be hidden by waves. You may hear them before seeing them. Interestingly, the male does most of the talking. They are one of the deepest diving ducks, able to go down 200 feet. They spend more time underwater than any other diving duck, 3 to 4 more times than they spend on the surface. Long-tailed ducks are unique in that they display their beautiful white and black plumage in the winter and their basic plumage while breeding. I am new to birding, and am learning about this beautiful duck just this year. In a short time, I have found that Homer has many opportunities for new birders, and there are a lot of skilled folks willing to share their knowledge. Birding quickly enriched my world, so I hope to encourage the introverted or unsure soul to venture out. Kachemak Bay Campus offers a localized birding class led by George Matz. The class opened my eyes to Homer's avian variety and offers technical skills that will help with identification and communication with fellow birders. It's topped off by a tour with Carl Stoltz on the bay. Kachemak Bay birders organize monthly field trips for the community and periodically have experts share their knowledge in presentations at Islands and Oceans, and perform shorebird counts annually, which has proven to be a successful citizen science program. After attending George's class, I participated in the shorebird count several years ago. While I was mortified because I was so green, I was greeted by a warm group of observers that shared their knowledge and their dialed-in scopes. What a wonderful experience for a new birder. In my first year of birding, I managed to capture an image of a crested auklet while on a Barren Islands tour. I received lots of attaboys from strangers that day. No one will argue that Kachemak Bay is an amazing location, but did you know that we're on the Pacific Flyway? That means that migratory birds stop here to refuel on their long journey to breed, some even coming from as far as South America. They are so fragile and yet so tough. It's a gift to witness a tiny part of their journey. This annual challenge is so grand, it forces one to pause. In just a few short years, becoming a birder has changed my life. My perspective is more dialed in, more sensitive, but also is wider and more encompassing. Slowing down to watch and listen is a habit now. I am more appreciative of the surrounding environment and its role in a much bigger world than my own. I used to consider the mudflats a stinky, mundane place. Now it's a treasure trove of life, always changing, always giving. It's the ultimate renewable resource. So the next time you head out to the spit, take a gander to your left to see what's refueling in Mud Bay. You may see a group of rock sandpipers take flight, or a myriad of ducks socializing. Then head out to the end of the spit, east of the harbor, and when you hear this sound, that's the long-tailed duck, our bird of the month.
Bird Rhythms is brought to you by the Kachemak Bay Birders. We have meetings and birding trips once a month, plus many more activities. Check out the upcoming events and complete information about our Bird of the Month on our website, kachemakbaybirders.org. All events are free and open to the public. This is Gary Lyon for Kachemak Bay Birders. And remember, every day is a great day to bird.